Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. Australia. Folks, I'm a fan. It was a whirlwind trip filled with meeting so many influential Aussies. Which brings up an interesting dynamic. The new folks at the meetings, usually our hosts, want to know who's in the room. Fair enough. But those traveling with us, as well as each other, we're sick of hearing the same list of achievements. So what is a high-achieving thought leader to do? We drill down. And here are two stories that will do just that. First up, and my dead-on favorite strategy here, are what I call the why stories. These stories create a wonderful why. You are who you are, what you do, and why you do it. Stories about who influenced you, a pivotal moment in your life. As mentioned in the post, this gives context around what we are and what we do. And it opens the door for similar stories to come forward. Second up, stories that connect you to a greater cause. Now, I alluded to this in the post. Let's drill down here. When you tell a story about your passion, too many of us create a vacuum. There's no connection between your passion and your professional life. Now, I'm going to use myself as an example. After describing my little-known hobby of bookmaking, I close with this statement. I am passionate about the stories we tell each other and those we tell ourselves. Now, this opened up a whole new understanding and conversation about my work. See the connection there? I truly believe that every one of us is a diamond. We have so many facets. And how we focus our gifts, cutting that diamond, can deepen what folks believe about us. Conversations are taken to a whole new level. Now, I hope this helps. Go out there and be brilliant.